Chapter 11, Mishnah 2, Almana, a widow, Bain Mina Arisin, Bain Mina Hanasuin, whether it's from the first, so that's, you've got a widow again, but he says whether she's a widow after the first or the second stage of marriage. So either they do the first stage and then she dies, or they do, or the, sorry, the husband dies, or they do both stages and then the husband dies. In either case, Mocheres Shlo Bevestin, she can sell property of the husband's without permission of the Bethdin, and she'd sell the property either to, so that they'd have money to maintain her or to collect kusuva. Those, that would be the two reasons that she could sell property. But in this case, she can sell, it says, this opinion without the permission of the court. She doesn't need the court's permission. She can go ahead and sell the property to support herself or to collect her kusuva. Rabbi Shimon Omer, he disagrees. He says, Mina nesuin mecheresh lo bevestin. I agree after the second stage of marriage, she can sell property without the permission of the bevestin. But mina erusin, but after the first stage of marriage, lo timkor ela bevestin. There, she would need the permission of bevestin to sell the property. Mibnei she ein la mezonos, because she doesn't have a right of maintenance. If they didn't complete the marriage process, all they are betrothed. They were never fully married. So in that case over there, she has no right of maintenance, says Rabbi Shimon, and therefore she can't sell property, the husband's property, without permission of the court. Anyone who ever does not have maintenance may sell only through the court. They can't sell without permission of the court.